October 19, 1937. How the divine will forms the most holy trinity and the creature who lives in it. The wonders of its acts. How true love begins from oneself. The divine will fecundates and sows divine life within the souls. The divine volition keeps investing me. I feel its motion within me speaking as it moves, but with such an eloquence that, if it didn't perform a miracle to make itself understood, I would not be able to repeat what it says. Even more, it adapts itself to my capacity, because when it speaks its word being a creative word, it wants to create the good contained in its word. And if I were unable to understand, I couldn't make that good my own, or even less, give it to others, as property of the Supreme Fiat. So I felt concerned, thinking, how is it that its motion is word? And my sweet Jesus, visiting my poor soul, all love told me, blessed daughter of the divine volition, know that where my will reigns with its creative power, its motion and its word, it speaks in the works, in the steps, in the mind, in the breathing. Wanting to establish its kingdom, my will speaks in order to create its divine life in each one of the acts of the creature. Therefore, it takes the greatest attention to sense where it wants to begin its teachings. By the power of its word, its will invests the human act, the breathing, the heartbeat, the thinking in the human word, and forms within it, its divine work, the breathing, the heartbeat, the thinking in the divine word. These acts rise up to heaven and present themselves before the Most Holy Trinity. Our divinity looks at them, and what do we find? We find ourselves, our life, and even the Most Holy Trinity reproduced in these acts. We look at the prodigy of our will that overwhelmed the creature with its power, making of her the repetition of our own life. Oh, how happy, how enraptured we remain, because we find in her the sanctity that resembles us, our love that loves us, the intelligence that understands us, our power and goodness that move us to love mankind through the bonds of our sweetness. We recognize ourselves in her, finding the work of creation as we want it to be. A single one of these acts contains such wonders that they just can't find enough room in which to place themselves, such is their greatness. Only in our immensity can they find the place in which to stay, remaining fused with our acts. What will our glory and the glory of the creature not be, since her acts, by virtue of our fiat, have their place within the acts of her Creator? Oh, if all knew what it means to live in the divine will, to let it reign, they would compete with each other to be invested by it and become repeaters of divine life. Beloved Jesus kept silent. I remained immersed in a sea of the divine volition, saying, as if stupefied, my God, what a great extent can be reached by one who lives in your will. And a crowd of thoughts, like many voices, were saying and saying. But I am unable to repeat them. Maybe I will be able to repeat them when I will be in the heavenly fatherland and possess the same language as up there. So, feeling concerned, my highest good Jesus continued, my daughter, don't be surprised. Everything is possible to my will. True love, when it is perfect, begins from oneself. The true model is the Most Holy Trinity. My celestial Father loved himself, and in his love he generated his Son. So he loved himself in his Son. I, his Son, loved myself in the Father, and from this love the Holy Spirit proceeded. By this loving of himself, the Heavenly Father generated one single love, one single power, sanctity, and so forth. He tied the inseparable union of the three divine persons. When we created the creation, we loved ourselves. We loved ourselves in laying heaven and in creating the sun. It was the love for ourselves that moved us to create many beautiful things worthy of us and inseparable from us. When we created man, the love of ourselves became more intense, and as we loved ourselves in him, our love reproduced our life and image in the depth of his soul. One can give nothing other than what he possesses. So, since our love was perfect, as we loved ourselves, We could not separate ourselves from what was coming from within us. Now, our will, in wanting the creature to live in it in order to form its kingdom, loves itself, and loving itself, wants to give what it possesses. Our will is happy only when it forms the repetition of our life, and when it operates in the acts of the creature. Then, triumphant and victorious, and with highest glory and honor for us, it brings them into our divine womb, so that we may recognize our own life in the acts of the creature who lives in our will. This is the meaning of loving itself in all that it wants to do and produce, giving itself in order to form another being similar to itself. Our will is the fecundator and the sower of our life. Where it finds souls disposed, it loves itself, fecundating them with its love, sowing in them its divine acts, that, united together, form the great prodigy of the divine life in the creature. Therefore, abandon yourself completely in my will. Let it make of you whatever it wants, and we'll be happy, you and us. Fiat.